Chapter 16.
Hurry, Robert, Sienna urged. Follow me.
Langdon's thoughts were still consumed by grim images of Dante's underworld as he charged out the door into the hall of the apartment building. Until this instant, Sienna Brooks had managed the morning's substantial stress with a kind of detached poise. But now her calm demeanor had grown taut with an emotion Langdon had yet to see in her. True fear. In the hallway, Sienna ran ahead, rushing past the elevator, which was already descending, no doubt summoned by the men now entering the lobby. She sprinted to the end of the hall and, without looking back, disappeared into the stairwell. Langdon followed close behind, skidding on the smooth soles of his borrowed loafers. The tiny projector in the breast pocket of his Brioni suit bounced against his chest as he ran. His mind flashed on the strange letters adorning the eighth ring of hell. Katrovasser. He pictured the plague mask and the strange signature. The truth can be glimpsed only through the eyes of death. Langdon strained to connect these disparate elements, but at the moment nothing was making sense. When he finally came to a stop on the staircase landing, Sienna was there, listening intently. Langdon could hear footsteps pounding up the stairs from below.
Is there another exit? Langdon whispered. Follow me, she said tersely.
Sienna had kept Langdon alive once already today, and so, with little choice but to trust the woman, Langdon took a deep breath and bounded down the stairs after her. They descended one floor, and the sounds of approaching boots grew very close now, echoing only a floor or two below them. Why is she running directly into them? Before Langdon could protest, Sienna grabbed his hand and yanked him out of the stairwell along a deserted hallway of apartments, a long corridor of locked doors.
There's nowhere to hide.
Sienna flipped a light switch, and a few bulbs went out, but the dim hallway did little to hide them. Sienna and Langdon were clearly visible here. The thundering footsteps were nearly upon them now, and Langdon knew their assailants would appear on the staircase at any moment, with a direct view down this hall.
I need your jacket,
Sienna whispered as she yanked Langdon's suit jacket off him. She then forced Langdon to crouch on his haunches behind her in a recessed doorframe.
Don't move. What is she doing? She's in plain sight.
The soldiers appeared on the staircase, rushing upward but stopping short when they saw Sienna in the darkened hallway.
Per l'amore di Dio,
Sienna shouted at them, her tone scathing.
Cos'è questa confusione?
The two men squinted, clearly uncertain what they were looking at. Sienna kept yelling at them.
Tanto chiasso a quest'ora.
So much noise at this hour. Langdon now saw that Sienna had draped his black jacket over her head and shoulders like an old woman's shawl. She had hunched over, positioning herself to obstruct their view of Langdon crouched in the shadows. And now, utterly transformed, she hobbled one step toward them and screamed like a senile old woman.